Good evening. It's a real joy to be with you again, just to pass on a little help in the gospel story. If you have your Bible, could you turn with me to the prophecy of Job, please, the prophecy of Job, and in chapter number 14. We're going to look at three important bursts from the Bible. Three important bursts from the Bible. Book of Job, please, chapter 14 and verse number 1. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such an one and brings thee into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish, as in hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Now, into the New Testament, please. To Matthew's Gospel and in chapter number 1. Verse 18, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 18, please. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted as God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from the sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Now, John chapter 1, please. John chapter 1 and verse 11. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of the children of God, even to them that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now may God add his blessing to the reading of such holy scripture this evening. Now, as we said, we want to bring to you tonight three bursts from the Bible. And we want to bring to you the great message of God's wonderful salvation tonight as we so present again the Saviour of sinners. Thank God there's only one Saviour in the world. That is the man out of heaven. That's God's man. Oh, there are plenty jumped up dictators. There are men who think they rule the world. You think of Saddam Hussein tonight. A man who thought he was going to be Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated, and in every brick in all his palaces his name was upon them, because he really thought He was going to rule the world. Doesn't look like it now, does it? My dear friend, there are many like that. They think they can use up the authority of God. They think they can make plans, and they forget that our God is still on the throne. And I want to ask you tonight, who are you in fellowship with? Is it the sovereign God of the universe? Or is it some kind of demigod? My dear friend, listen, there's only one God. Isaiah makes that clear. And my dear friend, I want to say to you, I want to ask you tonight, are you in fellowship with this God? Is God your Father tonight? Is heaven going to be your eternal home? I thought perhaps in the book of Job here, chapter 14, we're going to see that man born of a woman is a sinner. That's what the Bible is teaching. Just a few days, few steps. Oh, my friend, think of the language that Job uses here. Man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the spirit. And where is he? My dear friend, listen. We want you to think that man born of a woman is a sinner. If that's the way you come into the world, then you're a sinner. I don't know any other way. My dear friend, what about it tonight? Are you going to own up to your guilt and your sinnership? Are you going to say, yes, that's me, all right. I'm a sinner, and I need a saviour. My dear friend, you do. You need a saviour more than you need your next meal. And then I thought from Matthew chapter number 1, we're going to see there that man born of a virgin is a saviour. Oh yes, my friend, there was no precedence for this. It'll never be repeated. This is the one that came in through the miracle of incarnation. My dear friend, this is the only fit man that could ever be the saviour of the world. Have you got a saviour tonight? Are you ready for heaven? Are your sins gone? Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? That's vital, dear friend. And we're going to see this, that man born of a virgin is a saviour. But what about my last point in John chapter number 1? I think this is sublime. I tell you, this is the greatest message that's ever been on this planet. There's not another message like it. Oh, the politicians could never have a message like this. I tell you, empty religion without Christ hasn't got a message like this. I want to tell you, this is the message of the Bible. Look at its head. Look what we're going to see in John chapter 1. My dear friend, that man born of God is a saint. That's a miracle. I see many miracles in front of me tonight. Miracles of God's salvation. They haven't been dead for 500 years and then canonized. That's not taught in the Bible. My dear friend, there were saints who walked the streets of Colossae, and Ephesus, and Corinth, and Philippi, and Levin. My dear friend, tonight, in Livingston tonight, there are those who are saints. Are you a saint? Or says somebody, I'm just a sinner. Well, that's a good start. But my dear friend, you can be constituted a saint. That just means a separated one. That's all it is. Don't be frightened from a word like that. Doesn't mean they've got a halo around their head. Oh no, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Are you? Are you a sinner saved by grace? My dear friend, that's vital tonight. Man born of a woman is a sinner. Man born of a virgin is a saviour. Man born of God is a saint. Where are you tonight? Whether bound, where are you really heading for this evening? Let's come back to the book of Job. How clear he depicts these lovely facets and these verses together. Look what he says. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. You see, my friend, man's days are really short. That's what Job is saying. Oh, you might have lived 100 years, but I want to tell you, as you look back the vista of your life, where has life really gone? I tell you, my friend, as you look back your life, you just wonder where the days and the weeks and the months go. Here we are, 1st of March. Who can believe it? 3 months of this year has already gone. Where has it gone to? It just really has disappeared. Whereas you know not what shall be in the morrow, for what is your life? It's just like a vapour, says James. is just like a vapor. It appears and disappears, says one translation. That's your life. 20 years? 30 years? 40 years. My dear friend, maybe it's just 10 years. And your little life, I want to tell you, is just like a vapor. Ah, says Job here, it's really very short. It's just really a few days and full of trouble. Oh, says somebody, that's my life, all right. My life is a crisis. I just go from one crisis to another. Maybe you're down more times than you're up. Maybe you wish you'd never been born. My dear friend, maybe you're like that. Maybe, my friend, listen, you wonder why you were ever born. But I want to say to you, my dear friend, listen, I want to say to you, listen, you and I, our life is very short, but on this planet, we have to make some of the greatest decisions of life. Where are you heading for eternity? Are you ready to meet God? Well, I tell you, that's vital. Man is a sinner. My friend, we are. We can't help that. That's the way we're born into the world. Look at chapter 15. Look at verse 14. What is man that he should be clean? And he which is born of a woman that he should be righteous? How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? I tell you, are we not living in an iniquitous generation? I tell you, they can't be any more filthy. You can hardly look at a billposter these days. You can hardly buy a newspaper. Oh, for the filth that's purported in every hand. Ah, my dear friend, what about it? Remember what the psalmist says, Psalm 51 and verse number 5. Remember what he says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You see, man is a sinner. And my dear friend, listen, we can't help that. We are a sinner by birth. That's the way we come into the world. But we mustn't stay like that. Oh, I thank God that I changed. I thank God at 18 I repented of my sin, a nominal Protestant on the way to hell. And I want to tell you, God met me, and God saved me, and God redirected me, and gave me a new life. Have you got a new life from God? Have you started for heaven? I tell you, that's vital. That's vital, my dear friend. Oh, you don't have to come to a gospel hall to be saved. There was a man in last Monday, he had been in a gospel meeting, and he gets saved in his tractor. Would you believe it? A big father, big Irishman. You realize that you hadn't a U-turn life. You realize his life had never changed. And that man just stopped his tractor, and on his tractor he trusted the Savior. My dear friend, when you feel the weight and guilt of your sinnership, when you feel you can't go another step, I want to tell you, get to Christ about your sin. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God has given you another evening. What if he doesn't give you another one?
Oh, when he was 14, that man, I understand, he made a profession, but it was empty. There was nothing in it. He said, I never had the Savior. I have no peace and no joy and no prospect of heaven.
But thank God at 29, there in his tractor, that man came to Christ for salvation. Have you got a Savior? Or are you still a sinner? Are you still the same old sixpence? Have you never changed direction in your life? But my friend, listen, we are a sinner by practice. Oh yes we are, says Ecclesiastes, remember, chapter 7 and verse 20. It says, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Oh, says the Roman Epistle, chapter 3 and verse number 10. What does it say there? There's none righteous, not even one. You see where we are, my friend. You see what we practice. Maybe you wouldn't like plastered across that wall the things that you practice. I tell you, I wouldn't have. Oh, I wouldn't have liked plastered across the wall what I practiced before I was saved. I would be ashamed. I would be totally ashamed of my sin. My dear friend, are you ashamed of your sin? Are you ashamed of what you practice? You know the kind of things that you do. You know, my friend, the things that you do in your life. You know exactly what you do, and you know that you don't know God. My friend, what about your sin? Sinners by nature can't help that.
Sinners by practice, we can do something about that.
But then, my friend, listen, we can be sinners. We are sinners separated from God. Do you realize that? Says Isaiah chapter 55 and verse number 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. My dear friend, we need to turn around. That's really repentance.
That's what it is. That man in his tractor, he realized that his life wasn't a U-turn life.
He'd never turned around about anything. Because of that, he realized that he needed to repent of his sin, and he trusted the Lord Jesus. My dear friend, what about it? Life is short in verse 1. Aye, but it's sorrowful as well. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. You see, life is short, and life can be sorrowful, and maybe it has been for you. But look at verse 2. Life is just a shadow.
He cometh forth like a flower,
and is cut down, or withereth,
and fleeth also as a shadow, and continueth not.
Your life, how fickle, just like a shadow.
My dear friend, that's how fickle our life is.
We're really only a breath away from the great eternity. We are. A dear lady in Glasgow, Elizabeth Henry,
her sister had been saved at the Bible exhibition in the south side of Glasgow.
And there she was, she wanted what her sister had. And I had the privilege of leading Elizabeth to the Saviour. 33 years of age, she cried her way to Christ. She says, my sister's on her way to heaven. She says, she's got a peace that I haven't got. There's so much change in her life. She said, I want what she's got. And as soon as she trusted the Saviour, her father came forward. And he says, I want it too.
And my dear friend, I want to tell you, he trusted the Saviour as well. He did. And because of that, we're happy to tell you that Jimmy Purvis is on his way to heaven.
Father, two daughters, son-in-law, and grandmother, I understand now, on their way to heaven. Tell me, is your family circle complete? Maybe you're here and you're the only one that's not saved. Maybe you have a mother and father go to heaven.
Maybe you have a brother and sister going to heaven. Maybe you have a son and daughter going to heaven. I was the first saved in our house.
There's five of us on our way to heaven. Can't say about my father. He died very suddenly at 63, and we don't know if he ever trusted the Saviour. Or we pray God that he did.
But I've still got an older brother in Germany, and he's not saved.
And we pray for him every day, and we pray that he'll get saved as well. That family circle would be complete then. That would be wonderful. But my dear friend, what about you? Are you the only one not saved? Listen, man by practice is a sinner. Man is born that way. He can't help it. We're separated from God. We're away from God. We need to return. We really need to get back to God.
My dear friend, there's a way back to God from the dark past of sin. There's a door that is opened and you can go in. Calvary's cross is where you begin
when you come as a sinner to Jesus. I said to Elizabeth, why do you really want to be saved? Oh, she says, my sister said. I said, that's not good enough. Why do you need to be saved? Oh, she says, I'm a sinner.
You don't need to tell me what I am, she says. I know I'm a sinner
and I want rid of my sin. And I tell you, she's rejoicing tonight in the knowledge of sins. Forgiven. Are you, dear friend? Are your sins gone? Are you really ready to meet God? Says someone, this is my second point now, man that is born of a virgin is a saviour. He says to me tonight, how can it happen, mister? How can anyone ever save a wretch like me? Oh, I never thought anybody could save me. And I remember Drunken Duncan Donaldson from Airdrie, what a villain of a man he was. And I remember wee Georgie Craig of Patrick in Glasgow from Abingdon Hall. Wee Georgie Craig was Peter Manuel's accomplice. And you know that he was the last man in Scotland to be hung for committing 7 murders. Now, I don't know if wee Georgie Craig ever committed any murders, but I tell you, I've never seen a man with slashes across his body and his face like he had. What a little villain of a guy he was. And down at Helensburgh, I can remember at the Henry Bell Monument, we used to have an open air there, and hundreds used to gather around, especially in the summer. And I tell you, wee Georgie Craig stood forth and gave his testimony how he met the Saviour. What a transforming message. What a message. How can it happen at all? Well, look at my second point. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her, is of the Holy Ghost. You see, there was no human instrumentality used at the conception of Christ. There is nothing of Mary in the Saviour. His perfect humanity came from the God that gave Adam his humanity. I tell you, the God that gave Adam his humanity is the God that gave the Lord Jesus his perfect humanity. I tell you, he brought nothing in from Mary. He would have been a sinner as well. I say that very, very guardedly. Oh, I tell you, Mary was a sinner too. She rejoiced in God her Saviour as well, because she knew that she was a sinner. But my Saviour was never a sinner. My Saviour was intrinsically holy and spotless and pure. Look at verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, Mary. Power of the highest shall overshadow thee. I tell you, it's not only divine conception, but it's divine protection from any human instrumentality. I see that gatheredly. There's heresy being taught amongst us about the person of the Saviour. We have to guard that. My Saviour was intrinsically holy and spotless and pure. He was divine. He was God, of very God. And because of that, I want to tell you, John says that he's the Saviour of the world. Have you got a Saviour like that?
My dear friend, there's not another man, not even the prophet of fire, Elijah. And he was a great man.
And not even our father Abraham could save you. But I want to tell you, my Saviour can, because he's the only fit man. He's the only man conceived of the Holy Spirit. We stand full square tonight on the virgin death of Jesus Christ. If he's not virgin born, then I'll never be in heaven. That's vital.
My dear friend, that's absolutely vital tonight, that the Saviour you have
is the Saviour of the world. I tell you, that's absolutely vital. Remember what Hebrews says? Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every living thing. My dear friend, why did he become a little lower than the angels? For the suffering of death.
He's the only one that could ever have done that. He's the only one that could ever have gone there. He's the only one that could pay the ransom price in precious blood. Tell me, have you got a Saviour like that?
James and Nirmal Jassy in Coventry one night. They're Indian people. And these two, the lady particularly, was so broken about her sin one night. I never seen a lassie sob so deep. She really sobbed about her sin. And she was broken hearted. She could hardly speak to me about salvation.
And when she did stop sobbing and crying, I said, what is it, Nirmal?
Got to be Christ, she says. I really need Christ tonight, and I'm not leaving without him. And that dear lady, I tell you, she cried her way to Christ. Why? Because he's the Saviour of the world.
Why?
Because he's no sin of his own.
Why?
Because he bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That's my Savior.
That's my Savior.
All our sins were laid upon him. Jesus bore them on the tree. And God, who knew him, laid them on him. And by believing, we can go free. Do you believe this message? Do you believe you're a sinner? Well, Nirmal did. Nirmal Jassy did. I tell you, that night she cried to Christ about her sin and her husband at the end of the meeting. And he done the same thing. He said, if my wife can be saved, he said, I want to be saved as well. My dear friend, I had the privilege of leading him to the Saviour too. That little family was complete, you see. Is your family complete? You ready to meet God, dear friend? I tell you, this is vital. Man born of a virgin is the Saviour. This is the Saviour of the world. This is the man out of heaven. This is God's man. I tell you, my dear friend, this is the man, I tell you, that can meet your need. This is the man that can hear your cry. This is the man that can reach his hand down and meet you just exactly where you are. Isaiah 59 and verse number 1. He can reach your need. He can hear your cry. He's listening for your cry. He wants you to cry to Christ about your sin. Have you ever done it? My friend, don't leave the building. Don't leave the building tonight if you haven't got a Savior. You might never get back in it again. You might never have another evening, another opportunity to trust Christ. I tell you, do it by your bedside if you get home.
My friend, listen, before you pillow your head, settle your peace with God tonight.
Because this is the Saviour that can salvage you out of the wrecks of humanity. This is the Saviour that can lift you out of the dunghill and set you among princes. This is the one that can. What keeps you back from Christ tonight? Here Jim Smith used to tell us about Bingo Lil. And I'd met Bingo Lil's sister. And I thought I was going to meet her one night for tea, but she took ill. But, you know, she never was out there. Bingo. Bingo Lil.
Her husband said to her, why don't you take your bed down there? You spend your life down there. Why don't you just live there?
And Bingo Lil's sister was Olive Weaver, what a lovely lady, from the Assembly in Abergavenny. And I want to tell you, my dear friend, she was taking her life in her hands, but she said to her sister, sister, we're having special gospel meetings. Would you just come one night? Right, she said, I'll come one night and don't ever ask me again. Now I'm telling you, she said, if you ask me again, well, I'll never speak to you as long as I live. I want to tell you, she came one night, and that was sufficient. That was the night that Bingo Lil was delivered from the authority of darkness and translated right into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. I tell you, you go up the market in Abergavenny, you're sure to find her giving out tracts. She's desperate to get others to Christ. My friend, have you got them? You say, how can it happen? Well, give me my last point and I must finish. Time is almost gone. Look at John chapter 1, my dear friend. Look at this with me, just for a wee minute. Man born of a woman is a sinner. Man born of a virgin is a saviour. But I want to tell you tonight, man born of God is a saint. My dear friend, that's tremendous. You can be constituted a separated one.
You could be constituted the righteous tonight.
Because the sinless Saviour died,
my sinful soul is counted free.
For God the just is satisfied to look at him and to pardon me.
My dear friend, look by faith. Put your hand in his hand. Christians called saints 61 times in the New Testament.
Count them out, you'll find it's true. Absolutely, my friend. They were walking the streets of this planet, saved and on the way to heaven.
Are you? You on your way to heaven? Oh, don't think you're saved. Be assured of the fact that there's been a time when
that there's been a place where you realized your guilt as a sinner and accepted Jesus Christ as your very Lord. A man comes to Livingston to Dean's one night. We had a wee chat with him at the back, and he said, "Oh yes, I'm a Christian." He said, "How did you get saved, sir?" "Well, there was lights and banging and noise." And he said, "I just felt I was in the spirit world." And he says, "I'm on my way to heaven." I said, "You're on your way to hell." I said, "I want to tell you, if that's what you're trusting on for heaven, friend, I want to tell you, you'll never be in it." "Why is that?" he said. I said, "Because the man that came from heaven is the man that bare our sins in his own body in the tree. Is the man that can give life and immortality to life through the gospel." I said, "I want to tell you what the Bible says. Listen, but as many have received him, to them gave he the right or the authority to become a child of God." My dear friend, listen, you need to receive the Saviour. You need to own up as your guilt as a sinner and say, "Yes, I want him as my Saviour now. I'm receiving him now." And my friend, if you believe you're a sinner and you accept Christ as your Saviour and receive him as your very own, and I want to tell you, you will be born of God. I want to tell you, you'll be born from above. Look what the Bible says. "Which were born not of blood." My dear friend, look at this. It's not nationalistic. It doesn't run in the family. Nor of the will of the flesh, not because somebody else wants you to be saved. Oh no, look at this. "Nor of the will of man, but of God." You see, my friend, listen. God willeth not the death of any, but that all should come to repentance. Ah, my friend, listen, what about it tonight? What about it? Have you ever repented? Have you ever told God you're guilty? Have you? Well, my friend, listen, we want you just to do that. We want you to find the Saviour. We want you to get rid of your sin tonight, and we want you to start from heaven. What about it? Have you got a Saviour? Man born of God is a saint. My friend, it's not pie in the sky when you die. Oh no, it's meat in the plate where you wait. It's something living and real and tangible now. I want to tell you, my friend, it's a real life from God now. I tell you, you'll not get it from the bookie, and you'll not get it from the booze, and you'll not get it from the needle, and you'll not get it popping pills. I want to tell you, real life and abundant life tonight is to be found only in the man that gave his life. Says somebody, how do you get it? Well, says Romans 10 and 9, "Thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved." My friend, receive him tonight for time and for all eternity. Shall we pray? Our gracious Holy Father, we thank thee for the value of the preciousness of the shed blood to cleanse every man and woman and boy and girl in the world. It's unto all, but it's upon all, them that believe. Give deciding grace tonight for what Satan's purpose is. For we ask it in the Saviour's name. Amen. Your time's gone there with me, please. A couple of verses before we go. 231, just remaining seated. Just remaining seated, 231. Our meeting's over now. If you're not sure about God's salvation, maybe we've been too complicated. Maybe we haven't been simple enough. If you're not 100% sure you're on your way to heaven, don't leave the building without the Saviour. Verse 3 and 4 only. Verse 3 and 4 of 231. Time is gliding swiftly by. Death and judgment draweth nigh. To the arms of Jesus fly thee in time. Oh, I pray you. Oh, I pray you, count the cost, ere the fatal line be crossed, and your soul in hell be lost, be in time. Just remain seated, the last two verses of 231.